This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Soifrim. We're up to the letter Tav. Tav, in contradistinction to the letter Tuf, which maybe is in the North Korean alphabet, but not in the Jewish alphabet. There is no letter Tuf. I don't know where that came from. I guess whoever Rivka is, that's who the letter Tuf is, right? But it's Tav. Tav Yud Vav. That's 416. I think Bigamatria Kishuf. But anyway, here we go. Let's pull up the Mar Mekoymos. Here we go. Okay. The roof and the right leg should be like a dalet. So you see here in diagram one, it's basically a dalet with an upside down vav. The left leg, there are those who make it in the tuf like an upside down vav. Some make it like an upside down dalad, okay, like in diagram three. Wherever the halacha is weak, follow the custom. This is all l'chadchila. So the two options are upside down vav or upside down dalad, which would be interesting that tuf would be two dalads, right? It would come out the toughest two dalads. Okay. Veregel small yagia lamala. The left leg should reach above. Ki kol ha'isya shlemas gufechad. Meaning it should be connected. I don't know why that needs to be said. Obviously it should be connected. When did we see a letter that wasn't connected? I mean, I guess the hay and the kuf. But he's just spelling out that it has to be connected. Veregel yamin. By the way, then he says all ha'isya shlemas are one guf. That's not true. A hay and a kuf are not, but okay. Verego yimin yiyakatzer. The right leg needs to be short. Why? Because if you make it long, look in diagram five. Then it you could construe it for a final hay. Shem yiyarach shema tadama latinoik. Deloy chacham leptir shel pei pshuta. An average kid might think it's a straight pay and end of pay. V'yam shich larego b'tei chavav. You should draw the leg within the vav, within the tuf. Okay, which means like this. In diagram six, let's make it even bigger. In diagram six, the bottom of the leg needs to be in the tuf. The bottom of the leg needs to be in the tuf. And it should not extend beyond it, like in six bays. See, the leg gets a little bit long, and then the next letters are too far away from the tongue. Kadeshe soif ragla smali kineget soif gaga, so that the edge of the left leg should be directly parallel to its roof. Veloy boilate, and not protruding. Veloy boilate soif ragla chut, so that the left leg is not protruding outwardly. Kadeshe yuchal has mechela oisaches melmala ulamata, so that you could put adjacent to it another letter above and below. Gam lo yia hagag boilet lahola meragla. Also, let's get this a bit. Like in diagram 7, you don't want the roof to extend beyond the leg. Uvdieved, bidieved im gaga oiveris lahola meragla. If the roof goes beyond the leg, the harega beemtza, and the leg is in the middle, Dina Kamaish and Isbar la Elba Ise. Its din is like it's explained earlier in the letter Hey. In other words, if you make the roof long and now the leg of the tuf is in the middle, so that's a problem. You're gonna have to scrape, and you'd be allowed to scrape because it still has its surasa ice. Im asa regel has smiley katsar kiyot. Let's say you make the left leg short like a yud, instead of an upside down vav, you make it like an upside down yud. Now it looks like a regular pay. Excuse me, it looks like a final pay. Because even though the right leg is short, but the left leg is even shorter. It looks like a midget final pay. Upsula. Even if the roof is double as long as the leg is high, it's going to be puzzle. Why? The pepshuta ain't sheer laragla. The pepshuta, there's no sheer. So don't say, well, it doesn't look like a pay because look how short the leg is. There is no requirement of any length of the pay. All it has to be is that it extends a yud below the nekuda pnimis. Rakla kaf pshuta yeshir. Only the final chaf has a shir. Laragla. Kiflayim kagag, double the size of the roof. Shaloi dedama laresha ladavid. Ladalid. So it's not similar to the resha and the dalid. Im asa regel hatav. Kav shava. Veloi boilet. If you made the leg of the tav a straight line without it protruding outwardly, so look in number 9, you just made it like a stick. So then, what the halacha is if it's ma'akev that it has a protruding leg. Fine. Now, im weiter, im regel hayimini shal tav nifsak. Let's say the right leg of the tuf in diagram 10 was severed. And it's only a yud high. Kosher. It's kosher. Ken kosher prima gadam b'psicha. B'mashah kosher yirali du'adin l'shar oisiyah esuchul ayin sham. So this is a good old prima gadam. Prima gadam is of the opinion whenever you need a shear, the shear is a yud. L'fizeh hu'adim l'chadchila yasa rak kum la'yud kosher. Not only if it was severed, but even if l'chadchila you just made a letter that's height was a yud, that would be kosher. Kamayla inyan hey. V'ayim b'ber halacha v'simalam v'deiz. Inyan hey. Shabi'arnu sham dim herenu latinak. If you showed it to a child, v'atinak le'kara la'ais, tzarech iyan b'zeh. So the bir halacha, regarding hey, we explained that if you show it to a kid and the kid can't read it as a letter, it would be a question. Fine. Now the Mishnah Sofim is going to say a general rule. Kol ois sheyeshba safek, shema imbay kashir, haroi. Any letter that there's a safek, maybe it doesn't have the requisite measurement. The inyan sheyeh psula, in a way that it would be puzzle. Ois shema in surasa aleha, or maybe it doesn't have the right form. The inyan sheyeh psula, maran latina, you show it to kid sheyeh lechachem leitipish, who is an average kid, vim yoidea lekroisa kelchasa, if he could read it properly, kishera. The ain't sarch tikkun. It doesn't need to be fixed. Avim yadua lanu she'ein ha'ayz kelchas. But let's say it's not a matter, is it big enough? It's not a matter, does it look like the letter? We know it's not kehalacha. Afilu ma'kilko hazen nasal achar ksiva. Even if it became ruined after it was written, ain kriyas hatinoik mayalas. The reading of a child is not going to help. K'moshin esbar, b'simin lamin beis, sif tazayin, v'ayin sham b'sif chavhe, b'eiza davar mayal tikkun. In what way tikkun helps? Im yesh hefsik ba'isiyos. Let's say like this. If there is, by the way, there's just one little summary at the end of the dinam of Mukav Kvil that will complete this. But if there's a hefsik in the letters, the straight letters, let's say the vav and the nun. So now, what are you going to say? Show it to a kid? He'll see a vav or a nun. So we had this before. You're going to have to cover the lower part because the lower part doesn't count. Then you need to cover what's below. Certainly, let's say it's not severed. It's completely erased, and you're left with a little bit of the stain. You definitely have to cover it. Because the tinoik, he's going to see some dark spot, but really there's no ink there. Everybody agrees that we have to cover it. Shatinok yita, the tinik will mistakenly, letzarev zela is, combine this to the letter. Okay, let us, we have one more little shtickle to go, and that is the dinim, the summary that the Mishnah Seferim brings from the Pri Megadim on the din of mukaf gavil. We know that the letter has to be completely surrounded by parchment. So let's do this. It will be brief.
Just a quick question, Rabbi.
Some of the laws of being surrounded by parchment from the Pri Megadim. Tchilas haksiva, tzarech mukaf gavil. When it's written originally, it has to be surrounded by parchment, b'chot stadin, on all sides. Shekol ha'isiyos, shel ha'isiyos of the letters. Rafilu b'kutzer sheyur ha'smali. Even the thorn of the left yod. In other words, if at the time you wrote it, there was a hole by the kutzer shel yod smali, and it's not mukaf gavil, it's not surrounded by parchment, the letter is not surrounded by parchment, it's a problem. And this is from the Gemara Menachas Av Chav Tes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we pass, that most places can pass on Akim. And this is Min HaTorah. The Chesiv, Uchesav Tem, Kesiva Tama, whole writing. Not only does it have to be Mukav Gavil on the outside, it needs to be Mukav Gavil on the inside, like in the final mem. If there's a hole in the final mem, it has to be Mukav Gavil. And we befnim, now he'd be in a Mukav Gavil. Ayin Simulam Beis of Siv Tes of Vir Alacha. Fiyesh Lahachmer that Filu Mitzad Echad Bi Befnim and Eina Mukav Kvil Paisal Kimen Bachutz. You should be Machmer that, let's say if on the interior it's not Mukav Kvil, even on one side, Yesh Lahachmer. Duloy Kat has the Mekel Shemazan. But here's the curveball. The din of Mukav Kvil is only in the beginning of the writing. V'chozeh betchila seksiva. Aval im la'achar shenichta mikav. But if after it was written, it was pierced, ayachlu achbarim, or mice ate it, v'toilas, or a worm, kosher, it's kosher, afilu mibachutz, even from the outside. Umiyu, however, vaday dieved davka kosher. Okay, this is important to remember. The din of mukav gavil is only b'tchilas ksiva, not afterwards. But b'dieved, it's only kosher b'dieved. Whenever you could fix something, that would be lecharchila. Therefore, b'tzarch tikkun. Let's say there's a hole on the side of the ice. Look in number 7. There's a hole on top of the tuff. V'avhu. And it's a thick tuff. So you could scrape the top of the tuff so that it will now be mukav gavil. You could do that. And by the way, it's not a problem of shaloi kasei there. And it's not a problem of chaktuchais. Because the dievet is kosher. V'avhu megarik tzas oviyo v'yesh lehek of gavil de'ein shir le'ovyo. V'da'oi de tikkun mo'o, fixing helps. Afilm nechtav l'chadchila. Ah, not only that, even if it was written l'chadchila without hek of gavil. For example, you wrote a final chaf, it went down to the bottom of the page. You say, I can't fix it. That's definitely chak tuchais. That's definitely shaloi kisidron. No, that's okay. Because, and I think this proves our yisoid by the hay. Why? Because it has the tsura of a chaf. Chak tuchais is only an issue if the letter doesn't have the tsura. What if it has the tsura, it's just there's a psul? So then you could scrape. That's not called scraping to make the letter. That's called scraping to be machshir the letter. Okay? Even if it was written l'charchila without hekav kvil. Could go in chaf pshuta b'lay hekav. If he says it straight out, if the tsuras ha'ois remains, why doesn't he say it's not chak tuchais? I mean, it would have to be not chak tuchais. It's obvious it's not chak tuchais. So I think this is the clearest we've had. Maybe we've seen it before, just to spell out. I think mavuar. That it's not an issue of chak tuchos if it has its source oif. It's just there's an outside din that has to be fulfilled, even if it's a din that passels it. Tam v'nishlam mishnah soifrim. Shkoyach everyone. B'schus harabim, we were zoicha to learn it, and I think to understand it on a, you know, in a significant way. Yashikoyach everyone. Shkoyach. So to Monday we start Siman Lam and Zion, and I think we're pretty close to the end of Hilchos Tefillin. So next time, next cycle, when we come back to it, you know, we'll be able to dig in even further.
L'chaim, l'chaim.
Go ahead, Rabbi, have me in mind.
Can I ask the Rav?
Sure.
Hello. Yeah. You said if the left leg of the tov is like a yod, it's no good. But he didn't say what happened if it's like a vuv, a backwards vuv, where the vuv is backwards, full length, but it's the wrong way. He doesn't say that. What would be the din?
You want to know if it's inverted the other way?
Yeah. So it's the full length, but it's backwards.
I don't know. Lo yadati.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.